Blog Talk Radio.
The Princess, Experiment 1, presented by Phoenix Productions, written and performed by Tim Filipiuk, based on the creepypasta, If You See Her, Turn Off the Game, by Rocket Lex. Source material at ifyouseeherturnoffthegame.blogspot.com. With music by Alphaxon, Dan Deacon, Koji Kondo, and Akira Yamayoka. Experiment 1. Operation Draw Out. Volunteers: Brian, documenter, 14 years old. Adam, player, 15 years old. Coming! Coming! Hello?
You Brian?
Yeah?
I'm Adam.
Right, my partner for the experiment.
Obviously.
Oh, come in.
Adam looked way far off from what I pictured. He was tall, with intense eyes, and a cold voice that unsettled me a little after I let him in.
Wow. You look kind of big for 15.
And you're puny for someone who's 14.
Oh, awesome! We have something in common.
My eyes jumped in surprise at Adam's bandaged hands.
Whoa. What happened there?
Never mind. Where's your gaming stuff?
It's in the basement.
Let's go.
After you.
I hooked all my stuff up to the big screen TV downstairs, so we'd have room to work.
Adam appeared impressed, but that pull-up-his-butt attitude made it hard to tell.
Nice.
Thanks. Figured it'd be roomier here. Don't mind the furnace if it comes on.
You got your instructions?
Oh, right. They're in my back pocket. Hang on. What about yours?
Didn't bring them.
What?
I already know what's expected of me.
Still, isn't that being a tad disrespectful to the moderators?
Look, I'm only here for the experiment. Don't care about anything else.
If you say so.
What's yours say?
Brian, we have assigned Adam as your partner. He is 15 years old and on his way to your residence. Upon arrival, commence with Operation Drawout.
In addition to documenting the results, you, Brian, are to keep an accurate log of game titles and play times while Adam handles the legwork. The primary goal being to entice the princess and induce a reaction to determine if general player presence and personality is as viable a factor as player input. Hence the need for both of you in the same space. When your task is complete, email us a report with appropriate records included. Thank you both for volunteering. Society Mod. That's it. Huh. Sounds pretty dangerous.
Luckily, I brought this.
Adam's right hand pulled a red handle or holder out of his front jacket pocket. What's that? Gee, holy shit! A switchblade knife?
I like to carry it with me sometimes.
Adam closed and slipped it back into his jacket pocket, and I swear to God, a corner of his lip curled in a smirk at my reaction.
Besides, they told me to bring it.
Wait. Society Mod actually told you to bring it?
That's what I said.
Okay, now this is ridiculous. It's not like she's gonna leap out of the TV. And even if she does appear in the game, how are we supposed to get a reaction from her? Do we talk to her? Troll her? Fight her? Or what?
Doesn't matter. Let's play.
All right. But I need a drink first. You want anything?
No.
Cool. Make yourself at home. Princesses to the left of me, knives to the right, and here I am stuck in the middle with you. I returned after the drink, rummaging through my game collection. Adam sat cross-legged on the floor like a monk, watching me. What should we start with?
Will you pick something already?
Bro, chill.
I want to see her!
He was now angrily glaring at me. The first time he ever showed any emotions outside those of a Terminator robot. You're really that desperate?
What's it to you?
I'm just saying, you see her enough playing by yourself, right?
But I can't stay away for too long.
Why? Because she's always on your mind?
Yeah.
You and me both.
Not at my level.
Listen, Adam, maybe we should, switch roles.
Put the game in and quit screwing around!
Okay. All right. Guess we'll start with this. The experiment had begun. Adam would play for a certain amount of time, then stop while I logged the information Society Mod needed for their records on paper. Super Mario 64. Time, 20 minutes. No sightings. War Gods. Time, 15 minutes. No sighting. Chameleon Twist. Time, 25 minutes. No sighting. F-Zero. time, 5 minutes. Quit after realizing it would be kind of hard for her to appear in. Harvest Moon 64. Time, 10 minutes. Quit after I got frustrated trying to explain the game to Adam. Snowboard Kids 64. Time, 35 minutes. No sighting. Game still rules, by the way. GoldenEye. Time, 20 minutes. No sighting. Another awesome game, too. Earthworm Jim 3D. Time, none. Screw it, Adam said. Goemon's Great Adventure. Time, 20 minutes. Adam and I thought a girl in one village was the princess. We were wrong. No sighting. Last Course. Time, 14 minutes. Game locked up afterwards, but no sighting. Snowboard Kids 2. Time, 20 minutes. Then 20 minutes more to be sure. No sighting. We'd gone through the whole lot, and I sat on the floor to briefly review our records. Adam hadn't moved, nor stopped staring at the TV. Well, suffice to say, we've had no luck. She's probably not in the mood or something. What do you think? Right. Well, let's email Society Mod.
Do you have Ocarina of Time?
Adam asked in such a matter-of-fact way, as if he knew something was up. I shook a little, turned, and came back. Yeah. It's in my stack.
And you skipped it?
Okay, you got me. I was hoping she wouldn't show.
Why?
I have a bad feeling about all this, that's all.
You volunteered, didn't you?
Adam finally turned his head, staring me down sharply with those icy eyes. Something's not right here. Do we even know who or what Society Mod is?
Not really. So?
And that doesn't set off alarm bells or something? It's like we're guinea pigs.
For a good cause.
Not enough to risk my life on.
15 minutes.
Adam,
give me 15 minutes.
And if she does... And if she still doesn't show, we'll call it a day.
Deal.
Okay. But let me play, too.
What for?
No offense, man, but you aren't exactly Mr. Sanity here.
Just boot up the game.
We loaded one of my saves and took turns controlling Link, moving from one end of Hyrule Field to the other. Aside from the long transitions between maps earlier, the game ran fine. Adam's patience disappeared after 15 minutes. And I expected another fit of rage once I'd set the controller down.
Bitch is really pushing it.
Ease off, Adam.
Here, gimme.
I slid away, putting up a distance as Adam took over the controls. Praying both our minds stayed stable. He'd soon brought Link into Kakariko Village.
Aha! Found her!
Where?
There. Right there.
That's not her. It's the girl who asks you to retrieve her cuckoos. Here, allow me. Music's gone. Terrific. Now what?
You know what.
Look, screw this experiment. Let's stop. It's been more than 20 minutes.
No.
Ow! Hey! Adam yanked the controller from me so fast, he could have taken my whole hand with it. Ran Link onward, while feeling for the knife in his jacket pocket with the other hand. Adam? The music,
She's with us.
And as I'm sure you and others in the forums have seen before, Ocarina of Time began totally bugging out at that point. Graphics, music, everything. Enemies popping up in front that you passed through and couldn't kill. Entire buildings flickering in, out, and appearing messed up. Now?
Some other village. No one else around.
No princess either. What just happened to Link?
Fell to the ground.
Wait, it's loading another map.
The game had deposited Link at that great fairy fountain located in the Death Mountain crater. It was the one with two giant torches on both sides. Except the fountain's pool was dry, no music played, and no great fairy appeared. And,
oh my God,
we did it!
The princess, floating above, red hair, white dress, no face except for a nose, and both arms spread apart. With one unexpected difference. Some mist or vapor wound round her body from the neck down. Squinting, we caught the makings of a face randomly weaving in and out.
What is that around her?
Force field, maybe.
Adam, do you hear?
Yeah, the sounds.
They weren't just in our ears, but coming out the TV speaker, roaming the room in stereo. Adam, ow, my hands hurt.
Tough it out.
What happened? Is that a text box? Text box? What's it saying? Yes. No. What? A choice thing? We're supposed to choose?
Right on it.
Adam, wait!
Yes.
Oh, she hit Link, dove at him. What the hell are those sounds? They're not part of the game.
She wants a fight, huh? I'll get her down. Where's your other weapons?
I don't know.
The menu displayed their names, but the slots were blank. Save for one that appeared out of nowhere.
The giant's knife? I never earned that.
Good enough for me.
And that's how the first battle went. The princess toying with him, hovering inches above ground, then zipping away as Adam swung, scoring a hit of her own on occasion.
Got her!
What the? Damn!
Shit! Ha! Got you now! Stay still! You!
The fight ended after another pop. Now she was standing on the ground, and Link back in the position he'd arrived in. The vapor gone. Adam on his feet.
Wait. It's the same choice box. Yes.
No! Hey! No.
I'd had enough. Grabbed the controller, chose the option, and mashed like crazy.
No. No! Come on, no! It's not what,
Adam shoved me away so hard, I'd almost ended up near the wall. He'd gone loco at this point.
Yes.
The second round was all Adam at that point. He was charging at her with giant knife drawn, slashing, making contact, and her screaming as the screen flashed red in a beat. She stayed and took every blow.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah!
Ow! Ow!
Die!
He was butchering her, yet she wasn't fazed, still standing in that same creepy pose, in the dry area beneath their feet. It began to fill up with red-colored water.
Ow! Ow!
Something was happening to my body inside. The taste of vomit, a sense of queasiness, and bad headaches. The pain in my hands burning, vision blurring. I couldn't stop him.
Ow! Ow!
Ow!
The controller slipped out of Adam's open hand. He staggered to one knee.
Adam?
I managed to crawl to him when the next pop drew my attention. Oh, shit. I'd about crapped my pants. The princess now stood awfully close to the screen, her faceless head shifting to look at Adam, and I...
I'm shutting it down!
Adam had drawn his knife and was now pointing it at me before I could get to my feet. He looked horrible, nose bleeding, eyes sunken, breathing hoarsely, and could barely hold the blade steady.
Adam, go! Now!
I made it to the living room before my legs gave out and ended up on my knees. These powerful sensations inside pounding the hell out of me.
Call the police. Anybody. Adam.
Everything was now quiet in the basement, save for the game's title screen running in the background.
Adam?
Ah! I'd found him lying back first on the floor, dead, body sliced all over. His knife lying next to a torn open palm, blade coated with blood. Either it was the corpse or those nasty side effects, but I gave in, convulsing on the floor. The Princess 1 was presented by Phoenix Productions. Written and performed by Tim Flipiak. Based on the creepypasta, If You See Her,
Turn Off the Game by Rocket Lex. Source material at If You See Her, Turn Off the Game. blogspot.com. Music provided by Alfaxon, Dan Deacon, Koji Kondo, and Akira Yamayoka. Serial will continue with The Princess, The Case, coming soon. Thank you for listening, and have a good day or night.